This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The Vatican's retired ambassador to the U.S. has penned a letter accusing senior Vatican officials of knowing the former Archbishop of Washington, ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, regularly engaged in sexual relations with seminarians. AP's Mike Hempen is following the story.
The 11-page letter is attributed to Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who urges Pope Francis to resign over the issue. The letter says Vatican leaders were aware of McCarrick inviting seminarians into his bed as far back as 2000, but still promoted him to cardinal. The letter, published by the National Catholic Register and LifeSite News, also accuses Francis of initially rehabilitating McCarrick, despite being told about his pension for young seminarians in 2013. Francis accepted McCarrick's resignation as cardinal last month. I'm Mike Hempen.
Pope Francis told reporters such a statement regarding McCarrick and his knowledge of the allegations against the former cardinal were, in his words, speaking for themselves. North Korea says it will expel a Japanese tourist it has detained earlier this month. Japanese news outlets have previously identified Tomoyuki Sumiyono as a videographer visiting the North on a tour arranged by a foreign travel agency. Japanese government recently confirmed Sugimoto may have been suspected of shooting video of a military facility. A judge in Myanmar has delayed until September 3rd the verdict that had been expected today against two Reuters journalists accused of possessing official documents illegally. The reporters contend they were framed by police while reporting on Myanmar's crackdown on Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State that forced 700,000 Rohingyas to cross over into Bangladesh. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator John McCain, an internationally renowned Vietnam War hero who served for 30 years in the U.S. Senate, has died due to complications stemming from brain cancer. After announcing he had brain cancer last year, McCain appeared on NBC News.
I celebrate what a guy who stood fifth from the bottom of his class at the Naval Academy has been able to do. I am so grateful. Every night when I go to sleep, I am just filled with gratitude.
A graduate of the Naval Academy, McCain, an Arizona Republican, followed both his father and grandfather, who were four-star admirals, into the U.S. Navy. During a 1967 bombing run over Hanoi, McCain's plane was shot down, nearly killing him. He was captured by North Vietnamese forces and spent more than 5 years as a prisoner of war. Dixie Reed is an Arizona resident.
Just deeply saddened. I heard about it and immediately started crying, just thinking about what a man of integrity and just cared so much for his country.
Memorial service planned for McCain Saturday at Washington's National Cathedral. He will be accorded a rare tribute of lying in state at the Capitol Rotunda. He will be buried at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland on September the 2nd. Across the U.S., there have been protests against President Trump's high court nominee Brett Kavanaugh because he might change existing laws which favor human rights. AP's Julie Walker reports.
At this march in New Jersey, a couple dozen protesters dressed as handmaids in crimson robes and white bonnets from the dystopian tale about a world where women don't have rights. Organizer Amy Heiger.
Brett Kavanaugh will overturn Roe v. Wade. He will be the deciding vote. That is why Donald Trump appointed him. And the handmaid's tale is about women whose reproductive rights have been taken away.
Ed Reichman says as a husband and father, he's concerned.
A woman's right to choose is important to me, and I think a woman's right to equal opportunity, to equal pay, all those things matter to me because I think that's the society we all should want to live in.
If confirmed, Brett Kavanaugh, a conservative, would be replacing the moderate Justice Anthony Kennedy. I'm Julie Walker.
A drone strike has killed the leader of the Islamic State in Afghanistan, Abu Saad al-Hadi, along with his 9 commanders. The missile attack occurred in the troubled eastern Nangarhar province, where the terrorist group is headquartered. Afghan intelligence officials said international forces assisted in the counterterrorism operation. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. Check us out at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.